back to the College World Series special live from Omaha Baseball Village, powered by MD West One on 1620, The Zone.
This is a good Monday vibe at the College World Series on Elimination Day. Somebody's going home with two in the queue. How you doing? Either Stanford or Arizona. We've seen more Stanford fans than Arizona fans.
Although we did have we had our Arizona guy with the bucket hat
a
minute ago.
Yes, we did. You can stop by where we're located. We promise we don't bite, but we'll engage you in conversation. We are local. We are from Omaha. We are here year-round, by the way. And if you stop by here, we've got free hand sanitizer provided by American Family Care Urgent Care. This is how this works. Would you like some hand sanitizer?
Yes, please.
There you go.
Thank you.
Give it as a Christmas gift, stocking stuffer.
Absolutely.
And say thank you to American Family Care, all right?
Thank you.
They're the right care right now, located 132nd and Maple. And also, when you stop by here, you can win beef for a year from Rustic Cuts. High-quality, locally-raised meat from our farm to your table, Rustic Cuts. If somebody is wearing clothes and they run on a golf course to hit a couple of shots and they bring their own club like happened yesterday,
yeah,
and they're partially clothed, they're not technically a streaker, correct?
Yeah, streaker is full nude.
Yeah. Why did they say streaker? Because he actually was kind of dressed.
Yeah, no, that's a different thing. I don't know what exactly you want to call that, but in my book, you are not a streaker unless you are fully nude.
Have you ever seen a streaker at a sporting event? Oh, I'm asking him, not you, sir. Thank you. I was like, whoa!
Have you ever been a streaker at a sporting event?
Twice! Whoa! Where are you going?
No, I've seen fans run onto the field of the College World Series before.
Yes.
But again, no actual streakers. It's just a fan on the field. It's a different thing.
Now, so there is a backstory to the guy yesterday at the U.S. Open who had a nice swing. Like, he went out and limbered up a little bit.
Which, like, to me, that's worth it, right? Like, if you're going to get – because you get arrested for that, right?
Yes.
Like, you spend the night in jail or whatever, and then you get out and you pay your fine, whatever. That's worth it. Just running onto a field or a court is moronic to me. But you get a couple of shots in at the U.S. Open, like, I'll spend the night in jail for that.
I mean, he ran out there with his own ball and his own club, and his shot looked pretty good. So back, like, a couple of months ago, he actually went through the qualifying.
Oh,
so he was known to the people at Torrey Pines. But they said streaker, and I'm like, no. I know nudity, and that guy's not fully nude.
It would have been funny if he hit golf shots fully nude.
I immediately thought of the old Seinfeld episode. Yeah, there's sometimes you don't want to.
Oh, my God.
Like, if it were me, I'd run onto the court at a basketball court. I'd get a three up. You got to get a shot up, right? I would steal it from, like, you have to time it right where the ball's loose, grab it, and you get a shot up, and then just keep on running.
Hey, the U.S. Open has a history with those kind of weird things. Remember when Webb Simpson won the U.S. Open, and at the presentation, Bob Costas is interviewing him, and they have the guy that comes up and does the doo-doo bird? Dwee, dwee, dwee! And the guy that runs the PGA, or the USGA,
yeah,
like, tackled the guy and escorted him away.
That's my favorite part, is the tackles.
Last hour of Robbie and Gary on site here at the College World Series before we send it up to the booth for Stanford in Arizona. We're back with more from Baseball Village on 1620 The Zone.